we're doing the same thing now that we did then. We're actually playing a lot of our old music, but we're also writing new tunes that are influenced, like, say, by Radiohead, that are more sophisticated. These our playing skills are better. My brother's voice has gotten better. But we're trying to mix, like, we basically tell people when we, like, why are we here? Why are we bothering? Well, we know that most of the people in the audience have never heard this music. This is like 30 years ago. And so we want to reintroduce our old music to people so they can appreciate it, plus the newer stuff. And we actually are making records, like live records. Like, you know how the MC5, their biggest album was a live album. It wasn't a studio album. They kick out the jams song. That was live. And so we're actually using boards at the places that we play at that have good boards. Or we have people in the audience recording us, video and sound. And the music you hear on YouTube was actually recorded by our drummer's wife with a Samsung phone. And she has great hands. I mean, the phone doesn't jiggle around hardly at all. And the sound is phenomenal for a live show. And so we're actually making our own CDs from the live shows. And we're just calling them Service Live Volume 1, Service Live Volume 2. And that's the way we're going to do it. Because I play with the Zots. I don't know if you heard of them. They formed in 2015. They're not in the 80s or anything. But they sound like the Ramones, and they want to sound like that. And, you know, to cut a record now costs thousands and thousands of dollars. And I remember our 45 we did. It cost us $500 to have it pressed and jacketed and packaged. The studio time was maybe $200. I mean, it was so inexpensive back in the day, but now you can spend, God, just like $5,000-$6,000 on studio time, another $2,000 or $3,000 on pressing and professional packaging. It's nuts. And so I'm having a good time doing that, and people are buying them, believe it or not. Because we sell them so cheap.